Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen at the home of the Bushnell Prairie City Spartans boys basketball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Yay! Let's meet the Bushnell Prairie City Spartans basketball team.
Enzer Cameron, freshman, guard.
Jackson Heil, freshman, center.
Colby Suter, freshman, forward.
Kobe Martin, freshman, guard.
Eric Cox, freshman, forward.
Brian McGrew, freshman, guard.
Timo Hollish, sophomore, guard.
Remington Lindsay, sophomore, guard.
Kanan Wolfaw, freshman, guard.
Cody Sloan, sophomore, forward.
Dylan Bucher, senior, guard.
Devin Yoakum, junior, forward.
J.C. Miller, sophomore, guard.
Jack Pico, sophomore, forward.
Draven Martin, junior, guard.
Jace Benarvis, sophomore, guard.
Trenton Teal, junior, guard.
Matt Rauscher, junior, guard.
Nate Ferguson, junior, guard.
Jason Hausengay, junior, forward.
Hunter Warman, sophomore, shooting guard.
John Heil, junior, center.
Lucas Cooper, junior, forward.
Connor Servin, freshman, forward.
BPC head coach Larry Servin joins us to talk about his Spartans basketball team off to a 4-2 start this season. Larry, our second straight year we've been down here, so you guys are having some success and also getting good fan support. Just over 1,000 votes got it done for you this week.
Well, we are. We sure appreciate that, and that usually shows up in the support when we have home games and even on the road. You know, we've got a nice group of fans that travel and show up here, and then I know we've got some folks even in inclement weather that listen to the radio. We got a radio broadcast, so it's been great. As we've gotten better, it seems like the support's coming back, and it's just fabulous to see some people in the gym when we play basketball.
Yeah, and that's great to have people to go on the road with you, because that's, you really need the help sometimes in a hostile crowd, don't you?
It is. I mean, the first thing you rely on is your players, and we've tried to walk through that no matter who's in the gym, we need to support ourselves, and we need to put forth an effort that's worthy of anybody paying admission, whether it's our home crowd or their home crowd. So start there, but it is always nice to see some faces in the stands and hear some applause and stuff when you do things right.
You know, I kind of compare Bushnell to Galesburg in the fact that you have a good facility here, and so you're able to have tournaments, get a lot of home court games. You start off with the tournament here at your home court. I know sometimes postseason tournaments are held here. It's a nice facility, a sunken floor, so that's got to be kind of a neat advantage to have.
It makes it a lot easier. Of course, I'm prejudiced. You know, grew up here, went through the school system, played here, but there's not too many gyms that I would choose to play in over this, and just a nice atmosphere to practice and play in. So, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Do the kids, when you play here at Bushnell with fans, and I know Lewiston's the same way, behind the basket, a lot of places you don't have that. You just have a stage or something. Is that a distraction? Do you have to get used to that?
You know, in actuality, I've always called this a shooter's gym. I myself am not a shooter, but it seems like the shooters that come in here don't have a problem shooting the basketball in here. It's a more easier flow for some reason to see people in it than it is a wall or a hole or anything like that. No, it seems like our shooters that shoot and the shooters that come in here definitely have a good night.
All right. Well, you guys have put the hurt on a couple. You're 4-2 this year. Off to a pretty good start. You ran into a good Farmington team and lost a close one to West Hancock. But otherwise, I would think you're pretty happy with your start.
Not too bad. I think as with anything, we got a lot of returners. And the start, the wins and losses are fine. I'd like to be a little bit more productive and a little more together. We've had some great individual play. We just quite haven't had those clicks of where we get a good five-man team play on the floor at all times. So that's what we're shooting for. But I think as you return people, as you return some talent, you have a little more expectations as well. So not a bad start for this year. We just hope that we can come every day and improve here in practice and when we're playing games.
Awesome, Coach. We'll let you get back to your practice. Thanks for a few minutes of your time. Go get them Spartans.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, Larry Servin, our guest here, head coach of the BPC Spartans, our FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Family on three.
One, two, three, family!